This show is intended for informational purposes. You should consult your healthcare professional before starting any type of diet or workout program. Welcome to Under 10 Fitness with your host, Drew Smith. Real conversations with real people that really works. Reach your goals faster without the gimmicks. Get ready for a healthy dose of veggies and iron with Under 10 Fitness.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show where we talk about health and fitness that matters to you. No tricks, gimmicks, fat loss fads, or magical saran wrap body wraps. And we're on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under 10 Fitness. That's spelled out T-E-N Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer, competitive powerlifter, and overall just like to yap about health and fitness. Today on the show, we're going to talk about diet. We're going to ask some questions with Suzanne Himka. You can find her at suzannehimka.com. She is a registered dietitian, and she's been on the show before, and she's going to be in this new TV show that premieres, I want to say, June 13th, the Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. You can watch her on NBC along with her teammates. Also, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to Fitness on the Rocks. That's in Morrison, Colorado, which is close to Denver. We're going to give away two pairs, so we'll tell you all the details on how you could win that. And we're also going to talk about what's going on in and around the health and fitness industry with The Skinny. But let's get into it. I've got my co-host here and fiance, Brittany. How are you?
I'm back.
And we're doing our wedding shopping. We just looked for plates today.
Very invigorated. Awesome. Yeah. Online.
Oh, cool.
Nothing like super fancy.
Nope. Plastic plates. Our guests are they're in for a treat there. And now, Suzanne, you've been on the show before, and we've talked to you just a little bit about food-related stuff. You're a registered dietitian, which means you've gone to school, you've studied a lot for, you know, finding out the diet, what works with eating and stuff. You're also well-versed in the fitness world. You've played sports your entire life. You run fitness camps, clinics, seminars. You're a personal trainer, and you do nutrition education for the whole body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
So welcome into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the main focus of your practice with being a dietitian and a fitness expert?
The main focus of my practice is helping people learn how to be fit overall and to eat right, feel good, live their lives, high quality lives. And to so many people are being diagnosed with cancer, 1 in 4 rate, and their quality of life is going down. So I start at a very young age teaching the kids fitness and awareness and how to read food labels in my school classes so that they're well equipped to go into adulthood knowing what is right, what is helpful, what is good for their bodies.
Now, I want to know more about what you do with nutrition, but first I want to do like a quick question. Last time you were in, you mentioned something about sugar and how it affects the immune system. Could you tell me that again?
Okay. So sugar is 7 times more addictive than the drug cocaine. Yeah. So in a can of soda, there are about 35 to 45 grams of sugar, which is right on the label under carbohydrates. So 1 teaspoon of sugar is 4 grams. So divide 44 by 4 and you get 11 teaspoons of sugar in 1 Mountain Dew. Now, what should the average American consume? 6 teaspoons of sugar is what is recommended.
Wow. And that's per day?
Per day.
Holy moly.
So as Americans, back in the old days, so Little House on the Prairie times, they would consume 4 pounds of sugar in a year. Now, in the 2016, we're consuming 4 pounds of sugar in a week.
Whoa.
Pretty
Yikes.
Crazy, huh?
That's really crazy.
So we are bombarding our bodies with this sugar, which the body reacts as a toxin to our bodies. Mm. So think about this. Think about having guard dogs in your house, and your body's a house, and the soda comes into your body. So you're drinking this can of soda, and it comes in, and the guard dogs go crazy. And they go after this sugar, and they're like, they eat up the sugar, right? And now you're like, your kid sneezes on you. Well, the guard dogs are working on this Snicker bar that you just ate, and they aren't even caring about this real germ that came in. So then what we're finding in teens now is that they're getting sick 3 to 4 times a year, where we shouldn't be having that happen. It should have been maybe one time a year you should be getting sick, but everybody's getting a cold every 3 months. They're getting a new cold because the sugar is ditching their immune system.
Wow, that's we don't like to do math on this show because it always makes us look really smart. But that sounds like we're consuming about 50 times the amount of sugar that we used to.
Yeah.
If I listen to your math right, they ate, what was it?
It was 4 pounds.
4 pounds
in a year.
And now we're doing that in a week.
So about 180 pounds we're consuming each year. Just one person.
Wow.
And if you're not consuming it, somebody else is. So the average consumption of sodas is 5 cans of soda a day for a teenager.
Man. Yeah, I cut out soda, and there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the guard dogs, right? They're attacking the immune system. Mm-hmm. Now, sugar's okay. Can we talk about maybe how much sugar we should be consuming and what are the potential causes of that and how much would be considered okay?
Okay. So there's good sugar and there's bad sugar. So good sugar would be an apple. An apple is completely all sugar, okay? Mm-hmm. It's all carbohydrates. But an apple is bound up by fiber and antioxidants and things that are good for your body as a whole. But what happens is you eat a bag of Skittles or a little Snickers, and that's called a simple sugar. And it goes into the system, and it wreaks havoc on your system.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the complex carbohydrate, so they're complex, which is your fruits, and your veggies, they're all carbohydrates too. Those are good sugars. In fact, if you look on your milk jug, there's sugars in your milk because it's lactose sugar. The problem is Americans' label does not decipher between fruit sugar, milk sugar, and bad sugar.
All right. Yeah. So when I buy my fruit juice, orange juice, or apple juice, I don't know if it's added sugar or just the sugar.
Right, because if you see the word high fructose, so when you go to buy something and you see the word high fructose corn syrup, put it back, because high fructose corn syrup gets stored as fat on your body. So think high fructose corn syrup. Oh, that's going to go to my hips. I'm going to put that back on the shelf, right? But something like all natural cane sugar or something like honey, agave, those are better sugars for your body because they get metabolized because they have more vitamins and minerals in it as opposed to high fructose corn syrup.
Hmm.
Okay, so if we translate to the real life, the real world, I like my coffee with a little bit of almond milk and some sweetener.
Yes.
And Brittany, what do you like to put in your coffee?
I like coconut milk and raw sugar.
Perfect.
So it is raw cane sugar?
Raw cane sugar, the CNH one, the CNH raw cane sugar, is actually a better choice than just your simple sugar.
And what
white
about
sugar.
Honey?
Honey has the B vitamins, literally the B vitamins still in them, and so they actually are metabolized differently in your system.
Okay.
So it's better to use honey than it would be to use a packet of those little white packets of sugar
in your
tea because of how it's metabolized.
Now, what about some of these artificial sweeteners?
Okay. So, artificial sweetener. If you drink a diet soda, it will usually either contain aspartame or Splenda, which is called sucralose. That's the hidden word for it. So, let's say you have one that has aspartame in it. Aspartame, when it goes into your body, turns into aspartic acid, which turns into formic acid, which is formaldehyde. Remember in high school when you used to, dissect the frogs and they had this preservative on them? So you're basically drinking formaldehyde, what is what it's converting to in your body. So you are basically just either well preserving your body when you're drinking that, or you are actually, it's a known carcinogen. A known carcinogen is something that causes cancer.
Right.
So when you're drinking those chemicals, you're better off sometimes drinking the 7-Up with just the regular sugar in it or the Zevia sodas than you are drinking the diet sodas.
Now, Zevia is made with stevia?
It's made with stevia.
And is stevia derived from a plant? And
yes.
Is it bad?
So stevia versus sucralose and aspartame, stevia is plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's all natural. Okay?
Okay.
So that's better. Okay? It's still going to it's still going to have some effects on your body, but if you're going to pick an artificial sweetener for a diabetic, pick stevia.
Okay.
And if you're looking to, for less calories, okay?
Yeah.
But if you take sucralose, sucralose is called Splenda. It was actually formulated by scientists as a pesticide. They were doing it in a lab, and they were experimenting, and they just happened to taste it. You know, I don't know why, but they're like, this is sweet. I think we should market this.
Oh, wow.
So they market. So when you take in sucralose, you're actually taking in chlorine carbons, which is like drinking pool water.
Which is okay when you're a kid in small doses.
When you're a kid in small doses,
right?
Okay? So maybe you have it once in a while, once a month. But every day when you're drinking 5 cans a day, putting that much chlorine into your body is bleaching out your insides in a bad way.
Something to think about there. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Now, we're coming up on a break here. And when we come back, we've actually got some questions that listeners have provided. So if we can, we'll take a quick break.
Great.
We'll come back with some more questions here on Under 10 Fitness.
Excellent.
Cool.
Under 10 Fitness is social. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under 10 Fitness.
What's up and welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. In the studio, we're talking about sugars and basically which one is the lesser of the evils. Here with registered dietitian Suzanne Himka and my fiance Brittany. And Suzanne, you said something also in addition to all the sugar that we're getting from our carbonated soda beverages, the carbonation and the caffeine can wreak some havoc as well. So what does the carbonation do when it gets in there?
Okay, so when you drink a carbonated beverage, it's common as soda, what happens is as it comes into your system and it goes into your stomach, it becomes acidic. So when you have an acidic stomach, the first thing you run to is Tums or a calcium supplement to try to neutralize the acid because it doesn't feel so good. So your body naturally will neutralize this acid by pulling calcium out of your blood. And if you pull calcium out of your blood, naturally your body is going to pull calcium out of your bones to keep that nice, even level.
Right.
So what we're finding is a lot of teens are coming in with early osteoporosis because their average is drinking 5 cans of soda a day.
Wow.
So that bubbly soda isn't as good as you think it. Even if it's just carbonated water, it isn't as good. You don't want to take ginger ale for a bad stomach, which is the common myth. Is, oh, your tummy hurts, let me give you some ginger ale or 7-Up.
Sure.
Right? Not so good. We need to really watch our carbonation intake.
Okay, yeah. Huh. I think it's all about moderation when it comes down to it. Now, is a soda every now and then okay?
Absolutely. A soda every now and then is good. It's when it's the average consumption for an adult is 2 cans of soda a day, 635 about a year approximately. And so you add 5 cans of soda times 30, that's 150 cans of soda in 1 month. That's going to add up over time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the good news there, you'll have a bunch of cans that you can recycle.
That's right.
Make a few bucks.
There you go.
But now we're going to switch gears a little bit. We've got some questions that listeners have submitted. Brittany, I think you've got a few questions. Why don't you shoot those off?
Well, the first question I have here is about detoxing. What's the deal with a detox, and does it actually do anything?
Well, there's a lot of things about a detox. Basically, when people are asking that question, they're asking about how can I cleanse my body?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. When we're just existing outside, we're continually being bombarded by toxins from exhaust, car exhaust, and shampoo, sodium lauryl sulfate, and the soaps that go on our skin come into our body.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we get this overload of toxins that actually get stored in our fat cells along the outside of the fat cells. And if you can think of it like this, as these toxins comes in, we start filling up this bucket of toxins. And it just begins to overflow after a while because we're getting so many toxins in.
Sure.
So what we need to do every now and then is get rid of some of these excess toxins. You can't really completely get rid of all of them. But by fasting for a day, maybe once a week, you can give your body a break from the toxins that are continually bombarding your body.
Okay.
So it would be wise to choose one or two meals each week to fast from just to give your body a break from the toxins.
Sure. Now, what would you recommend for detoxing?
If you're going to detox for a day, I recommend that you just juice. just do juices that are organic per se, because then you're not putting the pesticides in to give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. So just drink juice for that day, whether it's taking some carrots from Sprouts or Whole Foods and throwing them in the blender with kale or vegetable, your favorite ones. Pick your favorites and just drink that for the day.
Okay.
And you'll actually – it will help for mental clarity. Give your body a break from digestion.
Sure.
Cool. So if I understand it, our bodies are pretty intelligent.
Yes.
And they're always detoxing.
Always.
So basically what we're trying to do is just stop adding toxins and give our body a break to do what it does best, and that's detox. So there's not this magic like mixture of stuff that you take out there that gets inside your body and does like wonders that detoxes.
It can, but you need to go see a doctor to do that. I'm just saying as the regular American, and you really want to cleanse your body a little bit, cleans things out, keep things moving, try that.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're thinking of doing a detox just from a standpoint of I want to feel better, give my body a break, that's when you can just do the juice. Now, you said put it in a blender. Do you recommend putting all of your fruits and veggies in a blender as opposed to a juicer, because then you're still getting the fiber and all that
other
juicer's
good stuff? Oh, juicer's best. If you have a juicer,
great.
But if you don't have a juicer, throw it in the blender. Yeah.
Because juicers are expensive. But
juicers are great because you can keep the peel. So if you're using organic, but think about it. If you're not buying an organic one, then you're putting the pesticides in the juice.
Sure.
Got it. All right.
So.
Well, perfect. That's a good answer to that question.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Another question that a lot of people have asked are about gluten-free diets.
Okay.
And why would somebody be on a gluten-free diet?
Okay. Gluten is the biggest craze now.
Yes.
Only 15% of people have a gluten insensitivity, and 1% are what's called celiac. They die if they take gluten, pretty much. They got to stay away from it. So let's talk about this 15%. What happens is when people consume something with gluten, which is usually in wheat, barley, or rye, any of those three products. Okay, so when you eat, let's just use an illustration. Let's say you have a bagel, okay, and you have a gluten insensitivity. That bagel comes in, and your body will try to digest the protein. There's two proteins. One is called glutenin, and one is called gliadin. So let's just call them glutey and gly. So glutey and gly come into your body. And in a person who is gluten insensitive, they have what's called GALT, which is a kind of a guard against this protein, and they don't like each other. So this person inside your body, when they see glutenin and gliadin come in, GALT gets upset. And he does not want to let these guys pass. He just wreaks havoc on these guys.
Sure.
On somebody like myself who's not gluten-free, these gluten and gliadin can come in, they're happy, but GALT in a person with gluten and gliadin, they don't get along. So what glutey and gly will do is they destroy the little microvilli that are in your small intestine where your nutrients are absorbed. So you have these little fingers, and glutey and gly will destroy these little fingers, and you get less absorption.
Okay.
So then the nutrients are not getting absorbed. So somebody like a celiac, they get a leaky gut, and they don't feel good. And it just
yikes.
Is not a good thing. So basically, a person who is gluten insensitive needs to stay away from gluten because they're going to get a headache from it. They're going to get a migraine. They're going to feel brain fog.
Yeah.
They feel lethargic. Common telltale sign is if you have a gluten insensitivity is you don't feel good after you have gluten, and you have chicken skin on the back of your arms, which is like bumps. So if you see a kid with little bumps, like little white bumps on the backs of their arms, they're like, what is that? It's usually a gluten insensitivity.
Okay.
And they need to watch it. They need to take them in and find out, are they celiac? Because you could be symptoms or no symptoms, and then all of a sudden they go downhill fast.
Sure.
Because all those microvilli get destroyed. And then they can't absorb anything. And guess what? If you can't absorb nutrients, you die.
Right. Okay. So it's a pretty serious problem.
It's a pretty serious problem for
somebody who has celiac disease.
That's 1% of the population.
1%.
15% have a gluten insensitivity. Not as many as there were.
Almost everybody I know has a gluten insensitivity.
Yeah. But it's because wheat has been so tampered with, not like it was back in Little House on the Prairie time. It wasn't tampered with. Now we're putting in pesticides and all this kind of stuff. So it's so processed that the people get allergic to the processing process.
That makes sense.
Right. Okay. Now, being gluten insensitive, is there a potential problem with that? Is there something to do with how things are, it's like where your body swells up? I'm forgetting the term right now, but milk does it too. What's the term I'm looking for here?
They'll get bloated.
Bloated? Okay.
It's basically what happens. And it just, their
inflammatory.
Body. Inflammatory. It's inflammatory, yes. And a lot of people have inflammatory responses to wheat, barley, rye products. Some even have issues with corn. But that's because it's GMO, genetically modified organism, meaning they put pesticides in it. Yeah. So that's why people are allergic to corn.
Got it. So you could find that maybe you're feeling better because you're going on a gluten-free diet, but what you've really done is stopped eating all the pesticides, and now you're just eating more organic foods as well.
That it could be that. It could be that.
I've heard of a thing that people do is where they just kind of cut out everything and then slowly reintroduce things. Do you recommend that? And if you do, how do you go about that process?
That you want to do with an allergy specialist.
Got it.
Because that needs to be monitored. You can try experiment on your own. It's great to experiment. Maybe you realize that every time you eat corn, you get diarrhea. Okay? Then you're like, oh, maybe if I just take out corn and let me see if the symptoms go away. And you're like, oh, it's gone. I think maybe I have a problem with corn. I'm not going to eat it again. Right? So you can experiment yourself. And what I recommend as a dietitian, for people that are bugged by some things, is write down a 24-hour recall for 3 days in a row and then write down your symptoms. Like, I felt great today. Well, what did you eat? And then you find out, I felt terrible. Oh, here it is. I ate a bunch of bagels or I ate a bunch of this and I didn't feel good. So if you monitor how you feel by what you ate, sometimes you can see a pattern. Like every time you had milk or cereal, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it could be as simple as just tracking it.
Yeah.
Rather than just
And that's what I do as a dietitian. I could track it and say, you got a milk allergy here. You need to back off with that.
Common theme on the show, whether it's tracking your diet, tracking your workouts or progression, we do that quite a bit. So we've got one more question, but let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap up the questions here and see where else the diet conversation leads us here. Again, with Suzanne Himka, if anybody wants to find you, they can get you online at your website.
Yes.
And that's suzannehimka.com. It's SUZANNEHIMKA. And that's where everything lives. And you've got cool blog posts there, too, about some diet-related stuff.
And I do a lot of seminars and go travel around and come and speak to different businesses and just make it fun.
Oh, yeah.
For any age.
You've got Glooby and Globby?
Glooty and Gly.
Glooty and Gly. I was listening.
I teach seventh graders.
Perfect. We'll be right back here on Under 10 Fitness.
Everything discussed on this show can be found at under10fitness.com. That's under10fitness.com.
What's up and welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Glooty and Gly. If you don't know who those guys are, go back to the podcast. Replay this. You can find it at under10fitness.com. Suzanne does a great job of telling us, you know, what gluten is and how it works and why people are on a gluten-free diet and that celiac disease only affects 1% of the population, which is pretty low. So a gluten-free diet, while it might not be for everybody, there is definitely a reason for it if you're gluten intolerant. But we're going to wrap up this question segment here. Brittany, you've got another listener question?
One more. And I think Drew actually alluded to this a little earlier. Are junk foods okay in moderation?
I think you should have everything in moderation. There are things that you really like. So, for instance, I really like carrot cake. But I wouldn't want to eat it all the time. But every once in a while, I really like a good piece of carrot cake.
Right.
You just got to account for it. Calories in, calories out. And just, you know you're going to have a day where you're celebrating your kid's birthday or something. You're going to have some of that. But it's when you do it every single day because the average eating out is 3 times a week at least. That's how many times Americans eat out.
Right.
So junk food, you know, every now and then is great. But trying to make healthy lifestyle, healthy habits for – use the 80-20 rule.
Okay.
80% of the time, eat well. 20% of the time – okay, I can have this item that I really enjoy.
Is a good way to break that down probably by calories? If you're thinking 80-20, And how would you exactly break that down into like a good method? Because I'm thinking
it's more of a general method. So in a day of your eating, 80% of the time that you're eating, choose healthy things. 20% of the time is okay to have, you know, something that's maybe not as healthy. So over the course of a week, you want to kind of use that as a general term. So what is the average calorie consumption of Americans? Well, about 2,000 for a woman and 2,500 is what a male, anywhere age 14, that age,
okay,
should consume. Okay, like that's the average. So as far as breaking it down into something, try your best to eat healthy. If you're going to go, let's say everybody's going to go to McDonald's. Well, pick the wise choices on there. They do have grilled chicken. They do have,
right,
you know, maybe it's not whole grain taco shell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. So have the chicken wrap. Have the salad with the chicken and the strawberries. Pick the better options. You know, if you're a teenager and you're actually French fries are the number one consumption for vitamin C for teenagers.
Well, I've heard that somewhere. Yeah, because yeah. potatoes have vitamin C,
and that's how they get their vitamin C is French fries.
Interesting. Okay?
But there's also other options. They could have the salad and then have the BK broiler or the McChicken sandwich that's grilled. There are anywhere you go, you can go. Mm-hmm. You can go to anywhere and find something healthy on the menu, from Sonic to Taco Bell to anywhere. You just got to make the best choice of what is presented in front of you.
Mm-hmm. It's all in moderation. And,
yes.
And we all want to have – it's. I guess it goes back to the quality of life versus quantity of life. And when you have all of these delicious choices in front of you, you can't spend your entire life – eating only boiled chicken and broccoli.
Yes,
it's not going to happen that way.
It's been given to us to enjoy.
Right.
I mean, you can enjoy a nice big plate full of like strawberries and blueberries. Those are all healthy options and they're sweet and they're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli and all these things in a nice display is good. But you have a plate of French fries and fried chicken and corn and, you know, all that. It's all yellow. It's just, you know, make wise choices. And the best way to look at your plate is five a day. Eat five fresh fruits or vegetables every day and have them be different colors.
I like that.
It's a good rule of thumb. Am I having something purple, something red, something green, something orange? You know, vary the color and then you know you're going to get a lot of nutrients in those colors.
Yeah.
And how is important to your diet? Because you're really involved in the fitness world. You're always doing challenges. You're going to be in the Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. Mm-hmm. And what do you do for your do you track everything, or how does your diet work with your workout program?
For me, I'm not I don't have an issue with gluten, so I enjoy carbs because I'm a very busy mom. So I like to have things like brown rice, a whole grain bagel with provolone cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I love to have the Nosu yogurt. It's NOSA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's full calorie, but I'm lean, so I need the extra calories. And then I'll put some protein powder inside of it and stir it up, and that's my breakfast.
Mm.
But because I teach PE and I'm always moving, I've got to plan out, okay, I'm going to have a granola bar during this break. I'm going to have an orange during this break. I'm going to have grapes during this break. I'm going to have another, you know.
Right.
I have to continually eat. So for me, it's not three meals a day.
Right.
And for the busy people, you need to continually eat. Because here's what happens. If you skip breakfast and then you go to eat dinner, and then after dinner, you're like, I need something sweet. You know why? It's because you didn't eat breakfast. You will crave something sweet and you will want some sort of dessert after you eat dinner if you skip breakfast.
Interesting. Huh. Little mind tricks there.
Now,
Jedi mind tricks.
Do you go as far as to plan out your meal plan for the day, or are you just so advanced that you kind of have an idea, or you surround yourself with just healthy foods?
So I have four kids. So what I do is I try to provide you guard what you bring into the house.
Yeah.
If you bring tricks and fishies and fruit snacks into the house, the kids are going to eat it. But
right.
if it's not there, you're in charge. If you're the mom, you're in charge. You bring home what you want your kids to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are the steward over your family. Mm-hmm. So don't bring it home. You don't want them to drink soda? Don't bring it home. If you don't want to eat it, don't bring it home. And don't say it's for the kids.
The Twinkies are for the kids, honey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm buying it for them, and then you eat it late at night.
So what do you guys have for treats at your house?
One of the treats, well, if we have a, like, I love ice cream, so I buy Breyers because there's only four ingredients.
Oh,
so
really?
I'll make smoothies with that, and so that's a treat for them. I'll buy the chocolate-covered, dark chocolate-covered bananas. Those are good,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a
yeah.
treat. I'll buy the natural graham crackers and put peanut butter or cream cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a fun snack. If I do buy a fruit snack, I always try to buy the organic kind.
Sure.
So, you know, the cereals we buy, that you can buy Cheerios, you can buy Kix, you can buy, you know, Raisin Bran, there's so many. Granola is a common one that we eat every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I love pancakes. I love waffles. So we make just an all-natural whole grain that and put on. We make our own Cool Whip with whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. You
yeah,
can do
you
that
pretty
easy.
You can just add
easy.
Stevia or, yeah, and it's very easy to do.
Hmm.
So you don't get all the excess garbage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we operate. Yeah. And then
I like
when
that.
They get a chance. That, I mean, they'll eat sweets if somebody gives it to them because they don't get it at home.
Right. But it's not like
but
you're going
to
have a meltdown.
I don't provide
if they
it
have
for them.
One every now and then.
Yeah. Right.
Now, what about maple syrup?
Okay.
Is that a horrific sweetener?
It's good because it comes from an actual tree.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you give kids pancakes, they pour pretty good quarter cup over the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of sugar in once. So a little bit in your tea, great. A lot of bit on your pancakes. Here's what you do with your pancakes. Dip them in yogurt.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Dip them in applesauce. Shake cinnamon on it.
Mm-hmm.
All natural applesauce. Kids
yeah.
love that.
Mm.
And it's a topping that is lower in calorie, lower in sugar, and healthier.
Nice. Yeah, we love it. We make banana pancakes at home.
Perfect.
Three ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a banana, an egg, and some whole wheat flour.
That's perfect.
And
you could dip
yeah.
it in applesauce, pour some cinnamon on it, and you give it a little sweetness.
Yeah, well, I'll, you know, full disclosure here, it's peanut butter on top with a bunch of maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
But,
well,
you know,
peanut butter is good. Melted peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll throttle back on the maple syrup
yeah,
and just, you know, maybe a little bit of peanut butter or, you know, I'll try some of the applesauce or something
yeah.
else.
Yeah,
you know?
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cinnamon and sugar. So
nice.
Let's pack this segment up and we'll come back and talk more diet here with Suzanne Himka and my fiance, Brittany. We're still getting married?
I think so.
Oh, well, I think so. I'll take that as a yes. We'll be right back. Brittany, you know what time it is?
It is 4:48.
No, it's time for us to go into the locker room and check out what's going on in there.
All right.
I'm just being a little creepy here, but I wanted to talk about our trainer, Miss Vicky Morgan. She has done some really cool and interesting stuff for us. You know, we've spent a lot of time in the gym, and we thought we knew everything.
Yeah, we did.
But it turns out we don't really know everything.
Nope.
And Vicky has been so helpful. She is, because we wanted to make a big transition. So she specializes in pretty much strength and powerlifting. And
right.
So she's helped many people to and through their first powerlifting competition and bikini competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we actually want to do the bikini competition. I know I'd look great in a bikini.
Probably.
But I know I want to cut some pounds and then I want to build some muscle and I want to get in bikini body shape at least.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky's going to be able to help us do that by just transforming our workout program. She took us through the gym and she showed us, I don't know, probably a dozen exercises the other day.
Yeah.
Everything that we need to do, because when it comes to bodybuilding, you've got all these different little muscles that you have to work on and tweak on, and she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking at us and she's like, you'd be a good bodybuilder, but we got to work on your deltoids. We got to work on your shoulders. We got to work on your lats. We got to work on your abs and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And it was just a lot of fun. And she's got so much energy and she's running around the gym and getting us our weights and stuff. We just had a blast there. Are you excited to, because she's also hooked us up with the online program.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. We just log in and she's going to hook us up with a whole diet plan.
And workouts too.
Yeah, so we don't even have to think anymore.
No.
All we have to do is show up to the gym and do what she tells us.
Right.
And
it's going to be so fun.
Do do those two things, then we're going to be very successful on our journey. So just very excited to be hanging out with Miss Vicky Morgan, our personal trainer, and she could be your trainer as well. You can find her at victoryfitnessteam.com. Again, that's victoryfitnessteam.com. She is available to work from anywhere. So no matter where you live, you can get some training from Vicky.
Yeah.
Well, check her out, victoryfitnessteam.com. Now, let's get back to yapping about fitness.
Sounds good.
And welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. During that quick break here, we were talking to Suzanne about the fun stuff that she's got going on, and she said the kids get sore because she does a lot of this for the kids, and she got so excited and her eyes lit up. She loves torturing these
kids. Yeah, I do love torturing. That's what I do as a business. I torture people.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Right? No, well, these kids are having a blast. Yes. You know, they're going to be sore the next day, and this is a unique opportunity here in Colorado Springs, or where is it exactly?
Yes, it's in Colorado,
it's in
Springs,
Colorado Springs
and Falcon. I have
and
two
Falcon.
Locations.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very sweet. So, you're just so involved. You got so many things going on. So tell us about this Fit Camp, this ninja style.
Yes.
Kids get to pretend and just have some fun with fitness.
So what it is it's a ninja warrior camp for kids. And it's the only one in Colorado Springs that's been launched. And because of my experience on American Gladiators, I decided to start something that kids could do that is similar. And the big crave with the ninja warrior show, TV show, mm-hmm. The kids love it. So I thought, why not market something where the kids could actually do a Ninja Warrior course? So I had some Ninja Warrior obstacles built, like the Warped Wall, the Salmon Ladder, the Cannonball Alley. And the kids get to come in and I teach them about fitness and the importance of nutrition. I teach them mm-hmm. all about what a ninja eats and how they can be fit and overcome some obstacles. You know, some of these obstacles are very difficult for them. And they just get a chance to be little ninjas.
I love
and
that.
And I love watching them either – they'll get frustrated because they can't quite get up the wall. And mm-hmm. then by the fourth day, they're like, I touched the rim. I touched the rim. I'm so excited. And I'm like high-fiving them. And they're just – they feel so accomplished. It's only 4 days, but they feel like they've just improved in their fitness success, and it gets them doing something besides playing video games all mm-hmm. summer.
Right. Well, and then what do they get? What's the takeaway here? Obviously, they've got a goal for next year. So
yep.
they can train during the year. The next summer, they can get mm-hmm. to the top of that warped wall, right? Now, have you climbed up this warped wall, and how tall is it?
I have two of them this year. So I have a 9-foot warped wall and a 7-foot warped wall. So it's just tough for a 10-year-old, and mostly the 12-year-olds can get to the top and climb it. So it's just challenging enough that – and then the little kids, the 8-year-olds, we just put a piece of tape and they got to try to tap that tape. And they just have fun sliding back down it. They
right.
just think that's the best thing.
Cool.
So this year I made it smaller so that the younger kids can maybe – touch the top.
And if you haven't seen a warped wall, it's like a half pipe kind of that a skater would go
on. It's like
a
big slide, and they just try to run up as fast as they can and grab the rim, and then if they can muscle it up to the top and ring the big bell,
yeah.
they feel amazing.
Cool.
And so we have a big competition on Thursdays, and they all compete against their kids' age groups, and they get these huge medals, and we have a ninja warrior come in, so and they get to take pictures with the ninja warrior.
Wow.
Oh, so somebody was actually on the TV show.
Bridget Prater
oh, yeah.
is going to come in, and she's going to actually be the one that takes the pictures
yeah.
with them, and yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's too much
yeah.
fun.
Yep.
So what are the age groups for this?
So the ages run from ages 5 to age 14.
Okay.
So kindergarten all the way to about 8th grade.
Nice.
And we'll split them all. So we have a 100 kid limit. So I still have some openings in my June camp, which is the 13th through the 16th.
Okay.
And we work on parkour and gymnastics and the ninja obstacles. And they just love to learn how to like jump through hoops and jump over things, which is what the ninjas do, and balance. We just train them in all types of ways, and they just get to know their counselors and just bond together as a team. I just really – it's a very rewarding job.
Now, do the parents get to come along and watch?
Yes. On Thursdays, they come, and there's this huge, huge – we got the bleachers up, and they watch their kids get to go through the ninja course. And if they fall off – you know, we stop their score, but they get to finish the course.
Okay.
And so, but the ones that finish the farthest get the awards.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so you're not just kicked off the course.
Yeah, they don't get kicked off. Yeah, because that breaks the kids' heart to get kicked off.
Because you still want to finish.
Because they want to finish.
Still
so we let them try everything, but we stop the scoring. So.
Sure.
That's simple enough, yeah. Well, that's fine. So you said American Gladiator, was that the name of the show?
Yes, I was on the show, the American Gladiators, back in 1994.
Oh, no
And
way.
That's the one I watched on broadcast television where they're...
It's on ESPN Classic now. I mean, they still run the reruns.
Is it?
Cool.
Yeah. What did you do on the show?
So I was a contender on the show, and you compete against all of these gladiators who... And the people that are 40 and above will totally remember this. But Zap and Sky and all those people went up against them. I was 24 at the time. And I won my show. And I won, you know, big gold medal and $2,500. And it was just, you go to Hollywood, they film up at them and down at us. So we look smaller than them. You know, there's a lot of trick. It's Hollywood.
Those guys looked huge, if I remember correctly.
Well, yeah, because they film up at them and make them look huge. And then they film down at us. And then they make us fight, you know, on screen. And then back behind stage, we're like hugging, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you got to build a drama for TV.
Yeah, we got to build drama.
I just remember, did you compete in the one where there's somebody on top of this platform?
Yes.
There's a bunch of obstacles and they're shooting tennis balls at
you? Yes, it's called assault. Yes.
Yeah.
And the tennis balls are coming at 90 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
And you guys, you have a helmet, like a
you
little
have
pad
helmet
on
and,
your head.
And stuff on, and you're trying to shoot them and make them like drop into
right.
water.
Yeah. And you get a little like Nerf gun to
You get a Nerf gun and you're trying to shoot it, which is totally doesn't aim at all.
Yeah. But, well, and you probably didn't have a bunch of time to practice with
No
it,
time. You got to go.
While as
quick.
Zap, he's practicing with that tennis ball gun. Mm-hmm. But still, that makes it fun. It's entertaining.
Right. And there's the one where you throw the balls and you it's called Powerball, and you got to try to get them in the buckets, and all the gladiators are around you. So I got to take down Zap, which was pretty exciting. And she fell to the ground, and you know.
Yeah. What was your funnest part or obstacle in the American Gladiator?
I didn't get to do the funnest one. My best one was called Hang Tough. And that's the one in the practice where they use the rings and you got to go against the gladiator and go from ring to ring and get that's from right. one end to the other. But they watch you. And if you're good, too good, and
they
can beat the gladiators, you don't do it. And
got
that
it.
Was my favorite one that I wanted to get.
I always wanted to do my
but
favorite.
But the eliminator was my favorite. It was the end one.
Oh,
when
of course.
You run up the treadmill.
Where you run up the little stair climber and then go on the zip line and pedal across and try to win. That's how I got
oh,
the
gosh,
win.
I got to get ESPN Classic now so I can watch that. Do you have a copy of your tape?
I have a copy of mine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to borrow that one because that sounds like so much fun to watch.
It was
that.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's not on YouTube or anything, is it?
They can't copyright-wise, but there's a few clips and stuff, but they can't copyright-wise.
Got it. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well, let's pack this up, and then we'll come back with just a few more things I want to do. Talk about protein powder and maybe some smoothies here just to wrap up this segment, and we'll be right back.
Under 10 Fitness is your show. Email questions to info@under10fitness.com. That's info@under10fitness.com.
And welcome back to Under 10 Fitness. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chocolate protein is the only protein powder you should ever drink because all the other ones are gross. Yuck.
That's Drew's
I'm
opinion.
I'm just kidding. That is my personal opinion. We've tried a bunch of different protein powders, and we've got Suzanne Himka here in the studio with my fiance Brittany. And is protein powder bad? I mean, I guess it probably goes back to the thing we talked about in the beginning, is that you got to look at what kind of sweeteners are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about protein powders and protein supplements?
I think protein is good to supplement if you're an athlete. If you're not really an athlete, it's a lot of extra calories.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't really, you could easily eat it in a different form. So somebody who's working out a lot, protein is a good supplement. What you have to watch for is the way protein isolates.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's isolates in them, apparently those are worse for you, or carrageenan, the additives that they put into it, you need to watch for those. So you want to have something that's more of an all-natural whey protein, which would be better. One of the best ones I've seen on the market is called Maximized Living Perfect Protein. That is one of the cleanest proteins I've seen. It's so expensive. It's like $60, but it's so pure.
Okay.
And so well done. As a dietitian, I kind of recommend that one if you're looking for a real pure one.
Sure.
Have you heard of True Nutrition?
I've not.
Okay. It's truenutrition.com.
Okay.
And you can build your own protein powder, and you start from scratch.
That's good.
You can just order the protein, whether it's from milk or pea protein or soy. And then you can, totally customizable.
Yeah.
Adding your own sweeteners. You don't have to add sweeteners at all. I ordered a chocolate one, and all it is whey protein and chocolate, like cocoa.
That's perfect.
And it's gross. There's no sweetener in it. So I need to add a little bit of something. What would you recommend to maybe soften that up a little bit? Because it's like gag reflex worthy when I drink this protein.
Either try the agave or try some stevia or try just the all-natural cane sugar.
Okay.
Sucanat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what about making like a protein bread or something? Maybe I could make something with that protein powder
maybe.
Kind of soften it up a little bit.
Interesting.
That might help. Yeah, but that sounds great because whey protein will actually helps with detoxifying.
Oh,
so
really?
If you're getting a pure whey protein, which it sounds like you are, which sounds like a great website, that's why they add so much stuff to it, because it does taste like, ugh.
It's hard to drink. I mean, I choke it down, but
You choke it down, but it's horrible.
Right.
Could you put it in one of the Nosu like yogurts? Mm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Now that
Why not you try that?
Thinking about it.
And that would add, because they have like key lime and they have coconut. Coconut's my favorite.
Yeah.
Just stir it in.
Because as far as like overpowering flavor, it's not really overpowering. It's pretty mild.
That would be a great way to sweeten it.
When you drink it by itself, just mixed with water.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
But it's as close to natural as you can get from what I understand. It's just protein powder.
Yeah. Cool.
So could be good. And then you supplement with a little protein powder or?
I like that protein powder, that Maximize Living Perfect protein powder. And that's what I just kind of pour that into my yogurt.
And what's the one that I saw on your website? Is it a supplement?
That is a supplement called Protandem.
Okay.
I've been researching this one as a registered dietitian. But what this does is when you exercise, you release a lot of free radicals. Okay?
Sure.
And this just happens. So in order to do that, you're supposed to eat antioxidants to kill off the free radicals, right? Well, fruits and vegetables do that one-to-one, one free radical to one antioxidant.
Okay.
But what this new supplement does, it has five all-natural ingredients like milk thistle and turmeric, has these five natural ingredients. And what it does is by 1 to 1 million every second, it produces. So it's known, proven by doctors from the University of Colorado. They've been studying it, too.
Yeah.
To actually reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 1 month.
No way.
So you're actually, on the inside, not aging.
All right.
They show it to look like, but after like 4 months, you have the body of a 20-year-old inside. So I'm like, I've been taking it for 5 months, and I recover so much quicker. So I'm a real fan of this one.
Cool.
So that one's on my website. So they can just go to my website and look, anti-aging. It's protein. And there's a little video on there. They can look at it and they can give it a try. It costs $52 a month, which to me is so worth it because it's clearing
nothing.
Up the inside. I know. So
especially, I mean, protein powders or stuff like that, you know, you spend $50 a month on that.
Exactly.
Easy.
And this one pill will help any other stuff you take. So if you take this, it's going to help your protein. It's going to help everything else you eat, your juicing, because it's going to utilize all those antioxidants and makes your body make the enzymes that do that.
Okay, cool. And is that part of an affiliate program that you have with them, or are you talking
about
them at all?
I'm just a distributor with them because I never recommend something I haven't tried.
Okay.
I'm not a big multi-level marketer type thing, but this particular product, I just tell people about, and then it just works.
There a benefit to you if I go to your website and buy it from there,
If you buy it from me, then it just adds to my product volume, and then
there
I can...
There you go. All right. You know. So, so if you want to try it, you know,
try
go
it.
Buy
just
it from Suzanne anyways, because you're going to buy it anyways. And so that helps everybody.
So just go to my website,
win.
Click try Protandem, and then give it a go. And after a month, some people see a lot of results. Some people don't see anything. But what happens is it's doing everything in the inside.
Yeah.
And it's proven to do it. So it's like, that's good for me because I work out a lot.
Yeah.
I had a lot of free radicals flying around. So.
Man, we've learned so much today, and my favorite part is that everything in moderation.
Everything
we've
in
talked
moderation.
To some experts, and some
that's
people are
believe.
So far on the spectrum that you just can't do anything, but
yeah,
that's not
live.
The world we
you
live
gotta
in.
Be, there's anal and there's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So be real. Be realistic with yourself, too. Because otherwise you just get annoying because you're sitting there at McDonald's with your little can of chicken and, you know.
Right?
You know, and people
exactly.
are like, what are you doing? You know?
And yeah, eventually you're going to snap. Or, right. you know, or just you just live in sadness. Yeah.
Right. You won't have any friends. All right.
So well, let's
have
wrap
joining.
It up here. We've got the skinny, which is some interesting fitness news. And then the last thing is those tickets that we're going to give away to Fitness on the Rocks. Mm. It's this big, woo-hoo. Like, fitness expo. You just go and have
go.
A lot of fun at Red Rocks Amphitheater, which if you haven't been to, is just this beautiful, like, it's a music venue mostly. So let's do the skinny right now.
Live from around the world with your health and fitness news, it's Under 10 Fitness with the skinny.
And so for the skinny, what I saw on the news was this new balloon that you can swallow that goes down into your stomach, and then they inflate it. And what the idea is to create less room for food to make you fuller faster. Have you heard of this, Suzanne?
I think I've heard of this.
You can swallow up to 3 balloons is what they say, and it's an alternative to surgery. So, you know, as some health conscious people here in the room, Brittany, what do you think about swallowing? Like, my first thought is the danger, right? But what do you yeah. what do you think about this?
It's I guess, you know, it wouldn't really probably be much different than, like, is it bariatric surgery? Were they
correct? Right, but you don't have to have surgery.
You
I
don't
mean,
have
it's
to have
an
surgery.
In and out type of thing. You just swallow
yeah.
these balloons. And
I mean, if a person has a true problem with overeating, it might be a good thing for them to check out.
Yeah. Now, Suzanne, what do you think? I mean, I'm going to guess here from a dietitian standpoint, you're not fixing the problem because you're not learning how to eat properly. You're just kind of putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. I'm a real fan of teaching yourself lifestyle. Train yourself in yeah. lifestyle eating, and then you're going to eat that way for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Don't put a Band-Aid or duct right. tape on something.
Yeah.
You know? Learn to eat right.
It goes back to the reason that I created the show is that there's no quick fix. Mm-hmm. There's no magic pill.
Right.
There's no super secret recipe.
Mm-mm.
It all comes down to being consistent. And just showing up to do the work.
Right. Because then what happens when that balloon is taken out?
Yeah.
Right? You haven't
you
learned
train anything.
Anything.
You
right. Yeah. You
this.
Might lose a bunch of weight, but then you just
it's
go right back to your old
it's
habits.
It's called the
yeah.
yo-yo diet.
Up
yo-yo.
And down.
All right. And finally, Fitness on the Rock. So we have 2 pairs of tickets. All right. So you and a buddy can go to this. It's the best way to describe it is just a fit day. There's tons of different. There's an obstacle course. There's a water slide. There's going to be tons of vendors. There's going to be a row challenge. There's Ooh. Cycling. There's kickboxing. There's CrossFit. There's yoga. There's Mile High on the Rocks. Or I'm reading that wrong. It's Mile on the Rocks Run. And then I also saw on their website, you don't have to, but you can put a sandbag on your back and you can run up those stairs. So if you've ever been to the amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
it's just a bunch of seats that go up into the rocks. And you're running up and down that. There's a tug of war, and then at the end there's a water fight. So it starts
cool.
at 9.
Wow, that looks fun.
I've got 2 pairs of tickets to give away to this, and how you win the tickets is you just take a picture of yourself, get a selfie, post it on our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. You can email it to me, drew@under10fitness.com, and that's going to get you entered into this contest. And I'll give you a pair of tickets. That's for Saturday, July 9th. You've got to be there. Registration starts at 7:30 and goes until 11, and then 11 everything starts and it goes until about 1:30 in the afternoon. Also, you have to be close. Like, I want to give these to somebody who's going to actually be able to go.
Right.
So, you know, close to the Denver area, within like an hour or two. It's not that long of a rock. So it's our drive. It's in Morrison, Colorado, is where Red Rocks Amphitheater is, and of course, you can find all of the details at Facebook, that's a good way, or under10fitness.com. So have you ever done anything like, well, I know you've done a lot of competitions. Does this sound like fun to you?
Oh, that sounds like a blast. They will love that.
Yeah, Fitness on the
it
Rocks.
That is going to be a yeah. great day.
And it's broken up in different categories. So like if you want to, there's different activities that start at different times during the day. You just pick which one you want to go to. go check it out. So that's two tickets, and this is a $70 value. The tickets are $35 bucks a piece, so I've got you hooked up. Two pairs of tickets for that. So again, just take a picture of yourself, that selfie, doing anything fitness-related. You could be cooking. Mm-hmm. You could be doing a squat in your work clothes, taking a break at the office. You could be at the gym. Anything.
Do a handstand.
Yeah, if you do a handstand, you could do a handstand just like that. That's a good one. So, again, Suzanne Himka, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Knowledge.
One more time, how can people find out more about you and get involved in the Ninja Camp for Kids?
Just go to my website at www.suzannehimka.com and click on Camps and Clinics, and there'll be the Ninja Warrior Clinics there for fitness and stunts. And sign up. It's a great camp for your kids.
Awesome.
And that's just for the summer. During the rest of the year, you're always
doing... I'll do clinics.
Mm-hmm. Clinics for and kids. Other things and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're mostly kid-centric.
I do a lot of speaking to women. So if there's a women's group out there that wants to come in, they want to learn more about being healthier and taking care of their bodies and being good stewards over their family, I love coming in to speak to women.
And I did see you do coaching for...
I do personal training. Yes,
well.
I coach families. I coach kids. I coach moms. I coach grandma and grandpas. anybody.
Very
get
cool.
the whole family involved. Good. And again, I'll make it easy. Links up at under10fitness.com. Thank you very much for joining me. As always, remember...
Stay motivated.